In 2019, a lot of parents had to decide, should they let their kids skip school to protest?
What do you want change? What do you want it now? What do you want change? I can change the custom.
Remember last September when students from around the world joined one of the largest youth-led demonstrations ever against the climate crisis? Kids in 150 countries and all over 4,000 locations, including New York, Washington, San Francisco, skipped a day of school to participate in the global strike demanding governments address climate change. New York City allowed students an excuse day off with parental consent. And now one of the largest school districts in the country, Fairfax County, Virginia, says starting January 21st, it will let its students use one excused absence every year for any civic action they want to take. Fairfax School Board member Ryan McElveen is here. He's also an associate director of the China Center at the Brookings Institution. Ryan, welcome.
Thank you, Robin. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, thank you. And let's cut to the chase, though. Critics of this day off say it's a liberal plot. When New York gave kids the day off and applauded them for their activism, the conservative New York Post wrote that it was an out-and-out government sponsorship of a particular liberal point of view. You say what?
I will tell you that when we adopted this policy in Fairfax County, we by no means meant for it to be political in any way. We wrote the language so that it would be completely neutral and that students from all walks of life could participate.
Well, I want to learn more about how it works and the thinking behind it. But staying with this idea that there are, you know, some critics, what if kids want the day off to go to a white supremacist march? You know, some people worry that this gets schools into the business of maybe of deciding what is a worthy or a safe protest they will then in some ways endorse by allowing kids to go.
What I would say is that Fairfax County has never endorsed nor opposed student activism that's taken place. Going forward, we do believe it's the role of education institutions to help students become productive. And I think giving them the opportunity during the school day to participate in an activity of civic engagement helps foster that.
Well, and that's how it's written. They can engage in an activity of civic engagement. What does that mean?
So as we think of civic engagement, and as I think of it personally, I would think it would include things like protests, sit-ins, going to Washington, D.C. or Richmond, Virginia, which is the capital of our state, to engage with legislators. And what we've seen over the past several years is just an astronomical rise in student activism and interest in various issues.
Including gun safety?
The top two issues that we've seen student interest in have been gun violence prevention and climate change. Mm-hmm. And really that rise of student activism really started in the aftermath of the Parkland incident. That's really what galvanized our board into looking at this policy language, because we had schools around our county and frankly around the nation that were handling it differently. And we wanted to make sure that all of our students had the same right to participation.
Right. So every school knew what the county policy would be. So how exactly does it work? There's some advance notice that has to happen, parental permission?
That's correct. So about 2 days in advance, students will have to submit a form identifying where they will be going to participate in civic engagement, and they will have to have parental permission to do so.
Now, this brings up some other questions. You know, back in the day, it was an act of defiance, you know, skipping school, suffering the consequences to stand up for something that you believed in, going to a protest. This is, you know, sort of the school kind of, you know, patting you on the head and saying, we will excuse this. Have you heard from any students, you know, I'm not sure I want my school to know where I'm going. It takes away from the act of defiance part of it.
Based on the responses I have received from students, that is not a concern to them. They just want to make sure that they can have their voices heard and do so without being punished by the school system.
Well, again, given that there's going to be some sort of symbiosis now between a school and a protesting student, if the student is going to protest, fill in the blank, you know, something that maybe a majority of people at the school might find offensive, you are now locked into this, right? You can't have a say in what they protest.
That's correct. And, you know, again, our policy language is written so that the school system is not deciding what counts and what does not count. Yeah. And to be completely honest with you, we're in uncharted waters here. You know, someone has to take the first dive into the pool. And so I think that's what Fairfax County has done. And hopefully other school systems can learn from us.
Well, we're reminded by some reading on this that this would make a great social studies class because these young people have the right to protest. It's guaranteed in the First Amendment.
That's correct.
That's Fairfax School Board member Ryan McElveen. Well, thank you so much for telling us about it.
Thank you, Robin.
Boy, I would love to know what people think. But Tanya, what about you? Would you sign that permission slip?
Oh, absolutely. My daughter wanted to be a part of the climate crisis march a few months back, and I was totally for it. I want her to have agency over her life.
There's that. People here are saying, wait, getting permission to go protest is like, what?